Kehua. Often I'm looking in the mirror and I do not know the person I'm seeing. Some of my features can be explained away to my mother, my aunt, my grandmother, women I've grown up knowing. But the older I get, the more unknown parts of myself I can point to in the mirror. The frog-like cheeks and creases on either side of my mouth, certain parts of my eyes. Sometimes if I look in the mirror at night, I can see the exact image of a woman I do not know. She lives by the ocean in the rainforest. 100 years ago, her people were forbidden to hunt and gather food across all the islands hiding in the Salish Sea. Then they were pushed back into their winter camps, which became reserves. She watched the bounty of salmon, camas, blankets and carvings turn into poverty and violence. She was stolen away and sent to a residential school. When she returned, it was to the deep sickness that had infected her home. The sickness stayed and took her son, my father. The sickness stayed and I wait to fall ill.